Casey Shea shivered. It was ridiculous that she was cold. Costa Rica had an average temperature of 80 degrees with humidity levels hovering around 85 to 90%. She should be sweating her ass off, but several factors were working against her. First, the darkness. The pit she'd been thrown into was pitch black. Whatever her kidnappers had used to cover it was absolutely impenetrable. Not even the smallest sliver of sunlight made its way through the darkness. Second, she was dehydrated and hungry. She'd been using her bra to try to filter the water that dripped down the sides of her prison, but the few drops weren't enough. Third, she was stressed. She'd done everything her brother had taught her. She'd kept calm, thought positively, and did her best not to give in to despair. But she was getting desperate. Casey forced herself to get up and pace the small prison. She knew exactly how many steps it was to get from one side to the other. 4. 4 steps forward, 4 steps backward, 2 steps wide. That's it. She'd tried to climb out of the hole with no success. The sides of her prison were too unstable. She'd only ended up bringing more dirt down on her head. The top of the hole was only a few feet above her arms when she stretched them over her head, but the pit may as well have been 40 feet deep for all the good her efforts did. She couldn't climb out, didn't have enough wood planks to stand on to reach the top, and whatever they'd covered the hole with, it had taken the 3 kidnappers a long time to carefully conceal her tomb. The smell of decay and rot had been overwhelming when she'd first been dumped down into the hole, but she was so used to it now she barely noticed. This had probably been where the villagers had put the parts of the animals they didn't eat or use when they were done with them. There were bones under the liquid at her feet, but since Casey couldn't see them, she had no idea what kinds of animals they might have been from. She didn't know how long it had been since she was separated from her students, but it was too long. Before that, they'd been doing all right, keeping calm and rationing the food and water they'd been given. One of their kidnappers had told them they were being held for ransom, but Casey wasn't sure she believed him. Astrid might be ransomed. She was the daughter of a Danish ambassador, but Casey and the others? No way. She wasn't anyone special, and she didn't think Jalen or Christina's families had money either. The girls had been doing great on the research trip, getting along and excitedly waking each morning to head out into the jungle to find more bugs to examine. Not every school trip went so well. Differing personalities and dealing with the culture and climate of Costa Rica sometimes brought out the worst in her students. But not Jalen, Christina, and Astrid. They all got along very well considering their differences. Astrid came from money, lots of it. Jalen was attending the University of Florida on a full academic scholarship. Christina was more of a party girl, president of her sorority and barely squeaking by Casey's class with a B-minus average. On the surface, they shouldn't have gotten along as well as they had. But with Casey's guidance and their busy schedule, they'd been doing well. But Casey'd had to step up her leadership game when they'd been kidnapped. She knew that without her, things would have likely already gone south between the 3 women. There were signs of dissension before she'd been separated from them, and Casey prayed they were holding on and remembering what she'd tried to teach them in the short time they'd had together after being snatched. Casey stopped and looked upward. She couldn't see anything. But that didn't make her stop glancing up every couple seconds in case there was sudden light peeking into the hole. She was breathing hard after only 10 trips back and forth across the small area. She eased back to the corner she'd been using as her sleeping space and sat on her butt. She'd been surprised to find a few planks of wood at the bottom of the hole, and she'd stacked them on top of one another, giving her a raised platform that was just above the water pooled all around her. Her hiking pants were soaked, as were her feet in her all-terrain Gore-Tex boots. They were supposed to be waterproof, but standing in water 24/7 was no match for the material. It had been inevitable it would eventually fail, and her wool socks and nylon liners were now soaked.